This is Catherine Pearson, and I'm here with Brian Hanks. And I feel a little, I don't know, I'm a little excited because he has a radio station, or radio show on a radio station. And so I feel like I'm using microphones and stuff that I'm not used to doing. So anyway, this interview he is doing for me, the ENT 601 course. And like I said, this is Brian Hanks, and he has the Brian Hanks Show. And we'll get into that in a minute. But Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, thank you. I'm very honored to be. You like my plush, well-lit home office slash studio here?
I love it. Surrounded with a lot of sports memorabilia.
There you go. My name is Brian Hanks. I'm 52 years old. I have been in Kinston in Eastern North Carolina since 2002, since October 2002. I came to Kinston in Eastern North Carolina as a sports editor of the Kinston Free Press newspaper here in Kinston. I had been in newspapers for about 3-4 years to that point full-time, and had been rapidly going up the chain with Freedom Communications at the time. Before that, though, I was a teacher, and before that, I was in the Army. I served in the Army. I'm from Northwestern North Carolina, and I was a frustrated athlete when I was in high school. I was not very good at all. Was on a couple of teams, but was not a star of any of them, so I became... As a frustrated high school athlete, I became a fan of sports writing, and even when I was in the Army, I toyed around with writing some and was a fan of that, and I just decided at the age of 30, after teaching for 4 years in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, and my degree was in psychology and elementary education, I decided, you know what, I want to be a full-time sports writer. I'd been doing it on the side. I had been working for the Gaston Gazette, the Charlotte Observer, and about 28 other newspapers over about a 6 or 7 year period, and had decided that, you know what, I wanted to do this full-time. So in one of my summers, the summer after my fourth year, after I'd won Teacher of the Year at my school, I shocked everybody at the age of 30 and said, you know what, I'm starting all over. I became the lowest member of the sports department of the Gaston Gazette. And I haven't looked back since. I mean, I love sports with the sports department in Kinston until 2008 at the Free Press. And they kicked me upstairs to the news department. I became the editor of the newspaper until 2016. Kind of saw the writing on the wall with the way newspapers were going in 2016. I had already been forced to lay off several people at my paper. And we were down to about a seven-man department altogether, and they were wanting me to lay off two other people, and I decided I can't do that.
Right.
And so long story short, got out, worked for the Chamber of Commerce for a little bit. I work as a Lenoir County PIO. I'm sure we'll get to that here in a little bit, and started this radio show in December of 2019, and started with on one station. Now we're on five stations, and hopefully we'll be on even more. We're even on a station in Greenville, and on two stations in Greenville, an AM and an FM station.
Awesome.
So looking forward to continuing to expand the Brian Hanks Show empire.
Absolutely. And look, if y'all can't tell, does he not just have the radio voice?
Well, thank you. You do too, though. You
I
sound
don't know
very
about
good.
That.
You sound very good. But that's something people had told me. I've been calling football too for about 4 years now. We're in our fourth years. We're doing spring football here in North Carolina. But people had told me that, and I love to talk.
Right.
And I love to hear the sound of my own voice. I work for the Wood Ducks. I'm sure we're going to talk about that here in a little bit, too. I do the public address for them and did it for the Kinston Indians for years and years before that, too. And I like for people to know what I think.
Absolutely. Hey, and you got a platform to do it.
There you go.
You know. So Brian was so kind enough to send me a little bit, of what he does. So I'm just going to read it. He is the host of the Brian Hanks Show on 960 AM in Kinston, 960thebull.com. He's the media director for the John Wall Holiday Invitational. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Board members for the Lenoir Green United Way, the Kinston Teens, and Safe in Lenoir County. Co-organizer for MLK 252. Did I do that right?
See, the kids call it MLK 252.
252, I'm old.
You're not old.
marketing assistant for Kinston Lenoir County Chamber of Commerce, and public information officer for Lenoir County. That's a lot. I'm actually going to skip around on my questions a little bit. One question I had on here was, how important is it to be involved in your community? And I just read a ton of things you're involved in. So, you know, tell me a little bit about that, how important it is to be involved and why.
Got to tell you, that's something I didn't really realize till I got here. And that's in all sincerity until I got to Eastern North Carolina. When I was in Western North Carolina working for the Shelby Star and the Gaston Gazette, I really wasn't that involved in the community. I did a little bit of stuff, and I would help with, you know, volunteer maybe with something for the United Way here or there. But when I got to Eastern North Carolina, I had a boss who is now the public information officer for Lenoir County Public Schools, Patrick Holmes. I don't know if you know him or not.
I don't know him. I've heard the name.
Awesome guy. He was a publisher and editor of the Free Press when I got here. And that's one of the things he wanted his leadership at the Free Press was to be involved with the community, because he was like, listen, how are you going to know your community if you're not, you know, embedding yourself into it and getting to know the folks in it? And I learned more from that man than any other boss I've ever had. But that was the key lesson that I learned from him, was if you are going to be out there, if you're putting yourself out there, as I was at the time as a sports editor, or even right now as a host of a radio show, how do you know your community if you're not out in your community and trying to help folks? And that's the reason, like, I do the United Way, which I've been a member of their board. They only let you serve 2-3 year terms at a time, and then you have to take a year off and then you go back on. But I've served the whole time I've done that. The other organizations I'm a member of, I try to keep my ear to the ground with what's going on in our neck of the woods, and being a part of the of this community, which I love so much, that is a way to do it, is to volunteer your time with us. Yes, I work during the day and I have, you know, these 5 other jobs that I do, but I believe sincerely in giving back to my community, and I learned that from, like I said, the best boss I ever had, and Patrick Holmes.
Right. And one thing that he mentioned, and I didn't mention, was he also announces for the Wood Ducks and, like you said a minute ago, for football games.
Yeah, for Kinston High School. And this year I added a Randall Parrott Academy,
there you
too.
Go.
So,
that's right. I've seen, you know, I follow you obviously on Facebook and done some interviews with you myself, which has been awesome.
You have been a guest on the Brian Hanks Show.
I have been a guest on the show and have been interviewed by you. And so the tables are turning.
There you go.
So you've talked a little bit about the Brian Hanks Show and the Wood Ducks, but how the Brian Hanks Show come up?
No, that's a great question. I had people, a good friend of mine, Jason Bryant at 960 The Bull, 960thebull.com. You know him?
I know Jason well.
Very well. Well, very good. One of the good guys, and he had been on me for a couple of years, especially after I left the Free Press. I'm not joking. I think the minute I left the Free Press, he was trying to hire me. There was a radio station in Goldsboro he was working for at the time. And he was trying to get me to do stuff for him. And I'm like, dude, I just need to... you know, just have some time to myself and all that. And I took like 4 months off and didn't do anything. In fact, I called it the Summer of Brian when I left the Free Press. And he just kept hammering at me and hammering at me. And he wore me down. And that's when we started the show in December of 2019, was after him just saying, hey, we need your presence on our radio station. And we haven't looked back, and it's just been a blast. We've had so much fun with it. I love the concept of the show. Is people have asked me, especially when advertisers come to us and say, what's this show about? I tell them, and I know this is going to sound so egomaniacal, so please forgive me here, Catherine, and whoever's listening to this, but it's a Brian show.
Right.
If I'm interested in it, Catherine,
it's on there.
It's on the show. That's the reason one day, I'll tell you, like today we had 2 state legislators on talking about what's going on with the NCHSAA. I've had Jerry Stackhouse on to talk about, you know, basketball. I've had you on to talk about your personal story and just how inspiring and how much you inspire me and how much you inspire other people too. Yes, my Apple Watch just went off for some reason. But it's a Brian show. I have coaches on, but I have people in the community like yourself. I have state legislators on. I have just people from every, if it interests me, I'm just egomaniacal enough to think, you know what? It's going to be interesting to somebody else too. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you have to enjoy what you're doing.
Exactly.
Or else, what are you doing?
Exactly.
So, and I think what you just said about you made the comment about people coming for advertising, and so how important is this? Just a statement, really, was building that foundation years ago of getting out in that community, and even everything you're on now is so important, because you have people that, oh, I know Brian. I met him 10 years ago or whatever at this board meeting, and I know he's in the community. He cares about this community. I want to advertise with him.
I've been so blessed. I mean, I can honestly tell you that just from the folks in it, we have turned away advertisers.
Right.
We're a one-hour show, and we have 15 advertisers right now. And there are people that want to be a part of it. But the way that I started it is what I told Jason Bryant when I told the folks over at Dick Broadcasting. That's who owns 960 The Bull and 960TheBull.com. They're the same ones that own The River and Bob 93.3 WRNS 95.1.
I listen to Bob 93.3 every morning.
Well, there you go. That's one of our sister stations is Bob 93.3. But what I told them was, you know, I don't have to do this. I'm doing this for, I'm not going to lie to you. Sure. I make pretty good money doing it, but I want to have advertisers who I personally deal with. That's the reason you don't see me doing it for Jimmy Sprockets that I've never used before. If I have never used the advertiser or the business, they are not part of our show. I mean, I guess I could give them free advertising, but like UNC Lenore Healthcare and Lenore Community College, and those type businesses who I have dealt with almost on a daily basis or organizations. And I just wanted to be real. I know I can tell, and Catherine, I bet you can tell when you're listening to somebody, if they're doing a read for something or they're doing an ad for something and they know nothing about it and you can hear it in their voice. Let me tell you something. When I talk about Lubbock's Cafe, I know, and you'll have to tell your folks in your class what Lubbock's Cafe is, but hey,
it's good.
I know about Lubbock's Cafe, okay, because
it's so good.
It is. It's so good. But and I can give testimonials for every one of my advertisers because I have used them. I have I frequent there. They've been good to me. They've been good to this community. And so I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, though, Steve is huge in this community as well with Lubbock's Cafe. So, you know, you find yourself really wanting to go to those who are also active in the community and giving back too. So it takes a village.
Exactly. And I guess I think the point I was trying to make was, I'm not going to do advertising for something I don't believe in.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
And we have had, honestly, we've had three or four who have come to us who have said, hey, we'd like to be a part of Brian's show. And then Jason will contact me and say, Jimmy Sprockets wants to be a part of your show. And I'm like,
I don't know.
Jason, I've never used him. I would never use him. Right. Well, you know, I can't.
Right.
And then he gets mad at me because that's money that he's not going to make.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to be fake, though, Catherine. And I don't want to advertise for somebody that I don't believe in.
Right.
I'll give you a great example. Lenore Tire and Appliance, which is downtown. Half my kitchen is Lenore Tire and Appliance. And I don't get anything other than them advertising with me. They were part of my kitchen before they ever came on and advertised with me.
Right.
So, again, I mean, I'm not going to try to hemp for somebody if I don't believe in their product.
Absolutely. I completely agree. That's great. So, and I feel like you're kind of answering some of these questions, but anyway, so how do you stay motivated?
With what I do with the radio show, it is not hard at all. I mean, it's ridiculously easy.
A lot. I mean, I guess not one day, this kind of goes to the next question, is you don't have a typical day.
I don't.
And that probably is kind of keeps you motivated. It's not monotonous. It's just,
I get up at 5:30 in the morning. To prep for the show. I mean, a lot of times I'll try to do all my, you know, because I'll promote the next day's show on my Facebook pages, on my personal one and on the show's page and on 960 The Bull's page. I do that when I have brand new guests. I don't do it every single day, but I probably do it 2 or 3 days a week. So I get up at 5:30 in the morning and, you know, prep for the show. The show is live from 7 to 8. When I get through at 8, I have to, with us now being on other stations, are you familiar with Dropbox? I have to upload my show into Dropbox for the other four radio stations to be able to pick it up. They go into their Dropbox, they pick the file up, and then they put it on the air on their stations. So, you know, I do that from like 8 to 9. I'll put the show up on SoundCloud.com, and then I'll jump into my other duties. As you mentioned, the public information officer for Lenore County, and I'll see if I had any requests from media from, you know, overnight. And sometimes those will come from overnight. If so, then I get in touch with the sheriff or the health department director or emergency services director or one of our county commissioners. So I spend probably about 35, 40 minutes, because that happens pretty much every night, getting them in touch with, okay, our county commission chairman, Linda Rouse Sutton, can now talk, or she'll be able to talk to you at 1 o'clock today. Our health department director with somebody else will be, you know, will do a Zoom with you at 2 o'clock, that kind of thing. So I spend about 35, 40 minutes, sometimes even an hour, just working on that. I've been working on some big projects with the chamber. In fact, that's what I was working on when you came in today. We've been using, been utilizing Facebook and videos and that kind of stuff a lot more on with the chamber. So, and our chamber director was out for about a month with COVID. So I was kind of helping out and helping cover for him with some stuff too. So I'll do that with the Holiday Invitational. we're really not in that season, but let me tell you something. When October gets here, September, October, and then all the way through the end of December, my days are about 8 hours a day is spent working with Holiday Invitational and getting that tournament wow. ready up in Raleigh. And then my other responsibilities with United Way, with Kinston Teens, with SAFE, and I've actually, since you and I talked last, I'm now with on the board of the Boys and Girls Club, too. So, you know, helping out with golf tournaments, helping out, you know, I've helped out with your golf tournament before out at LCC and help promote that. And then during the day, you know, if something happens and there's a manhunt or if there's a standoff somewhere, then I have to put my PIO hat back on no matter what else I'm doing at the time and do that. So it's exactly like you said, Catherine. I honestly do not have 2 days that are ever even remotely close to the same back to back, and I like it that way. The cool thing is, when I was with the newspaper, I had a boss, and like I said, I had a great boss, but he left in 2012, and we were going through all the different changes with the newspaper at the time. There goes, tell you what, I'm just going to take that off so she doesn't yell at us anymore. Because I talk with my hands a lot. You notice that? And just how no day is ever the same.
Right.
The days, they never are, and I'm so blessed with that because when I was with the newspaper, you know, I was in an editorial role, so my days were pretty much the same 5, 6, 7 days a week. This, I honestly don't really have a boss, and I know this is about being an entrepreneur.
Right.
That's the best part of, in 2016 when I was 47 years old, and basically, again, starting all over. I started all over when I was 30 years old. I started all over when I was 47 and decided I want to work for myself now.
Right.
You know, I don't want to have to get up and have a boss every day. And yes, some people might say, well, you have 5 different bosses. Well, they all understand that Brian does what Brian wants to. Yes, I just referred to myself in the third person. I'm sorry about that. But it is neat to be 52 years old and still relatively young or feel relatively young and not have a boss and do what I want to do.
And enjoy it.
Yes, and I do. I enjoy all of it, every one of them, those positions. There are times that I do get overwhelmed. And I mean, I do sometimes, especially when you've got assignments piling up for them, you know, 2 or 3 of these agencies, and then, you know, you've just got all this stuff going on. And I've got to be able to prioritize.
Absolutely.
And I try to do that. There's times I do stress myself out, and I don't do as well as I want to. But that's probably one of the most important things is time management.
Right.
Yeah.
I completely agree. In a, you know, 8-to-5 job, quote-unquote, for me, that's huge as well. So what do you do or how, and I feel like you've answered this too a little bit, but like keeping up with the industry, you know, I know what we've talked about during this course is innovation and thinking outside the box. And I don't know if COVID changed anything that you had to do this past year, but
that's an outstanding question. A very good question. I started the show, and if we're talking primarily about the show, I started it in December of 2019, 4 months before the pandemic started. So we really built the show and have built the leadership or the listenership of this show in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
It hasn't affected me that much. Awesome. And the reason being, you're sitting here in my home studio right now, even in the teeth of the pandemic when it was at its worst, I would just use my phone and, you know, and I could call guests and, bring them on the show and they will, they'll come on the show. As a pandemic has loosened up some, I'm able to bring more people like you are right now sitting in here with me. And even when you did my show, you came here. Yep, you came here
October,
and did it.
Somewhere around there. So.
Exactly. And so innovation, there are so many platforms out there to do this show. Now, I'm on traditional terrestrial radio, but when the show is over, I make a copy of it, and then I put it up on my SoundCloud feed. And then I've got listeners who have never heard 1 second of me on the radio, but we've got a nice listenership of about 550, 600 people who subscribe to my show on SoundCloud, and they're able to listen to me there. And that's something that I didn't even think about when I first started the show in December of 2019.
Awesome.
Because I thought, hey, we're just going to be here. People can listen to us 7 to 8 a.m., but then it hit me that, you know what, not everybody is up at 7 o'clock in the morning. And they do repeat the show.
Or they're the hustle and bustle of getting kids ready for school on the bus. And.
But the greatest innovation to me is having that SoundCloud slash iTunes type situation where, say, you missed the first half of today's show, but it's a really good show. You can go back to SoundCloud or go to my Facebook page or the show's Facebook page, click on it, and you can listen to the show from there. And I think that to me is the biggest innovation in this industry probably over the last 5 to 7 years.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's a big one. That's awesome. So I think I've just got one or two more questions.
I'm having fun. How does it feel being on that side of it and asking them?
I actually kind of enjoy it. I'm not going to lie. I probably could do this every day.
How about we get the Catherine Pearson show 8 to 9 a.m. on 960 The Bull? What do you think?
You talk to Jeannie and say she can come into work till 9. Or I'll plug LCC every day.
There you go. Well, you know, this is the Brian Hanks Show presented by Lenora Community College. Yes,
exactly. There you go. So what would you say is your greatest accomplishment?
I am struggling with that because you had sent me some questions just to kind of give me an idea of what I honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to say the awards because when I was with the Free Press, we won 25 awards in the 16 years I was there, myself and the departments that I ran. But I don't even think it's that. I think it's that. I can tell you when I was with the newspaper, the greatest thing to me, Catherine, this was so awesome, would be to go visit someone's home and not even know that they had done it. And then walk in and on a hallway, there's an article that I had written that they had framed.
Oh, wow.
And then so like the words that I had written about their son or their daughter or even about them and their family, that they thought enough of it that they had it professionally framed and put on the wall. And I've seen that at least a dozen times through the years.
Oh,
and
wow.
That one always takes my breath away. And I don't know if that's the thing I'm most proud of, but that's certainly one of the biggest things I'm proud of. I think my legacy, I hope, if I were to pass away tomorrow, and you and I have had, I hope it's all right to say this, but you and I have had tragedies in our life,
yes.
You especially, and then me with losing my wife 5 years ago. We've both been through a lot, and so you and I realize what is more important in life, and it really isn't an award. It really isn't recognition or popularity or anything like that, but it's knowing that we've made an impact on people's lives.
Absolutely.
And that's the reason I think I get so verklempt or whatever at seeing, an article that I've written on somebody's wall or having a mom come up to me and say, hey, you wrote a story about my son, 12 years ago, and it meant the world to us. And I mean, it's the thing he's most proud of and that we're most proud of. Or having guests on a show and knowing that, we're doing something that's making a difference in people's lives.
Absolutely.
Money's fine. It is. Everybody
Absolutely.
Loves money. I mean, you've got to have it to survive. And we,
Can't take it with you.
But exactly, you can't take it with you. But what's going to be here after we pass, though, Catherine? It's going to be the people that we were.
Yeah.
I think about Alan.
Yeah.
And I think about the lives that he impacted. And for people who maybe not your husband,
Absolutely.
Who died in the line of duty, who, listen, I'm in the sports realm, and I talk about heroes all the time. That guy that hit the shot at the buzzer or hits a home run in the ninth inning. That's a freaking hero right there, and that's the kind of impact that, even though he's been gone now for 11 years, I mean, there's a park named after him.
12 years next month, can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I know.
I can't, but the impact that he made in his short life, and there's a park named after him here in Kinston that little kids run around in, and,
awesome.
That's what I want to leave. I want to leave a legacy like that, not necessarily in that the exact same things there, but that when my time to go and I've gone or I've went, I'm trying to conjugate that verb there, but that people will say, I may not have agreed with him on the Virginia Cavaliers, but there you go as you raise your hand over there. But
I get it.
He helped raise a lot of money for the United Way. He
Absolutely.
Helped raise a lot of money for SAFE. And, because he did that, this woman didn't get battered.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That
she
kind
had
of
somewhere
thing.
To go.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I think that's my greatest accomplishment. I don't know if it's very tangible, but that I want to be remembered like that.
I think that's great. I think that's awesome. I kind of want to.
Does that make sense?
It makes great sense. I kind of want to leave it at that, but I do have one little question.
Okay.
Really wish that would have been my last question.
That's fine.
So that the last thing would just be any advice you have for a future entrepreneur.
I will give you. Now, how old is this future entrepreneur? Are they in their teens, 20s, 30s?
This is a master's program. So
in their 20s,
say
probably.
20s, 20s
to 30s.
20s, 30s, 40s.
I'm going to give you the same advice that we talked about earlier that my boss, Patrick Holmes, gave to me.
Right.
Get involved in your community. And I know that sounds like, well, how's that going to help me as an entrepreneur? I didn't realize it at the time, really, that, like you alluded to earlier, yeah. Catherine, that, you know, helping out with all these organizations, you cannot believe the network. I was in Rotary for about 6 years. I unfortunately am not anymore because I just don't have the time for it with everything going on. But get involved in your community. Join Rotary. Join Lions International. Network. Yes. But, I mean, do it for the right reason, so obvious. Exactly. I mean, do it not just to build your brand or to get your name out there, but be genuine, because it's like I was talking about with the advertisements for my show, Catherine. Folks can tell if you're just, okay, if you're the member of the United Way board and all you do is show up for the monthly meeting 1 hour a month and then you don't do anything else with United Way the rest of the time,
right,
you're not getting anything out of that.
Exactly.
Get out there and ring the bell for the Salvation yes. Army in front of Walmart. Get out there and help clean up your community like some organizations are doing around here.
Yeah, they're doing a great job around here with
and
that.
And I want to help with that, but I don't have time for that.
You
but
can't do it all.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that, bro. Okay. But that would be my number one piece of advice. Get involved in your community and do it with an open heart.
Right.
And you will not believe the avenues that will open up
Absolutely.
To you just by doing something like that. Because like you said, again, I mean, I've got all these advertisers, and it's not because I'm just, I'm this great guy and I've got this great voice. I mean, I all the time. It's because people have seen my heart and they've seen me out in the community and they know that I'm sincere with what I do.
Absolutely.
That's why they want to be a part of this show. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're just starting out, you get out there and you help your community be a better place and you are going to be freaking shocked at how many people come to your door and want to be a part of whatever it is that that you are doing.
I completely agree. Brian, thank you. I appreciate everything. I hope you guys enjoy listening.